Years of the modern, years of the unperformed. Your horizon rises. I see it parting away for more august dramas. I see not America only, not only liberty's nation, but other nations preparing. I see tremendous entrances and exits, new combinations, the solidarity of races. I see that force advancing with irresistible power on the world stage. I see freedom, completely armed and victorious and very haughty, with law on one side and peace on the other. A stupendous trio, all issuing forth against the ideas of caste. What historic denouements are these we so rapidly approach? I see men marching and countermarching by swift millions. I see the frontiers and boundaries of the old aristocracies broken. I see this day the people beginning their landmarks. All others give way. Never were such sharp questions asked as this day. Never was average man, his soul, more energetic, more like a god. His daring foot is on land and sea everywhere. With the steamship, the electric telegraph, the newspaper, with these and the world-spreading factories, he interlinks all geographies, all lands. What whispers are these, O lands, running ahead of you, passing under the seas? Are all nations communing? Is there going to be but one heart to the globe? Is humanity forming Amas, for lo, tyrants tremble, crowns grow dim, the earth, restive, confronts a new era, perhaps a general, divine war. No one knows what will happen next. Such portents fill the day and night. Years prophetical. The space ahead as I walk, as I vainly try to pierce it, is full of phantoms, unborn deeds, things soon to be, project their shapes around me. This incredible rush and heat, this strange, ecstatic fever of dreams, O years. Your dreams, O years. How they penetrate through me. I know not whether I sleep or wake. The performed America and Europe grow dim, retiring in shadow behind me. The unperformed, more gigantic than ever, advance upon me.